Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. May I please have the zip code on the account that you're calling in about?
56377.
56377?
Yes.
Could you please provide me with the first and last name of the account?
Dustin Kevin Smith.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me?
Dustin Capistrant.
Thank you so much. And for security purposes, can you please verify the address on file for me?
It's 192 Lowell Lane, Sartell, Minnesota. 56377.
Thank you. All right, let's see here. I've located your account. I do see where you made a purchase for our testosterone male enhancement products, and that's great for increasing the stamina. How can I assist you on today?
I want to cancel. I don't want no more. I don't want no more withdrawals on my checking account.
Well, we would hate to lose you as a value customer. I can offer you a 50% discount on future orders if you want to continue with that product.
No.
All right, I'm going to see if we can go ahead.
I do have one question, though. The last withdrawal out of my account was on May 11th. So I've had two withdrawals for the $91, and I've only received one of the, am I expecting another bottle that's supposed to be coming?
That's the full price for the bottles that you already have.
Yep. So the full bottle that I already have is $200?
Each bottle, let me go back, is $91.89.
Okay, yeah, that's what I said. I had to withdraw on
yes, sir. The charges you see on your account are full price for the products that you've received already.
Yep. Yeah. The first bottles I received were the free trial, and then I did not.
That's a 30-day supply. The company only gives you 14 days to use that product. That was a 30-day supply. You only pay shipping and handling. The full price for that product is $91.85.
Yep. I agree. I understand that part there, okay? I understand.
The product
back,
that you have already, the full price for that bottle is $91.95.
Okay. So
for the bottle that you have. Correct.
Each bottle is $91.95, right?
Correct.
So how many bottles of the testosterone up there should I have received for the money that's been withdrawn from me?
One, the product that you've already received.
Yes. I'm just by your records there, just saying, you know, I made two payments. How many bottles should I have collected for those two payments?
You've only made one payment. The first time when you did that purchase, it was only for shipping to receive the product.
Yes, but on April 8th, they took $91.95 out of
my
account.
That's the full price for that product that you purchased on March the 21st.
Okay, so on May 11th, they took another $91.95.
You have two separate products. When they attempted to take that charge in April, only one charge went through.
I paid $14 and something for the shipping and handling, for the free trial for the trial run, and then I was charged $91.95 on April 8th.
That was for one of the products.
That was
you were also attempted to be charged again $92.90 for that second product, but it did not go through. So it re-tempted to charge you in May, and it went through. The charge that was just recently charged was supposed to be on last month, but it did not go through on your card. So they retried to bill you.
Okay. Well, do not. Withdraw any money out of my account for this because this is freaking ridiculous. I made the mistake the first time, not canceling after the first few days or whatever. That was my fault and I didn't read the fine print. But That, you know, according to your, I've got three bottles of fucking, I've got three bottles in the mail. I got the two original ones for the fucking, I mean, when I signed up for it, paid the shipping on, and I got one other bottle shipped to me. So for three bottles of fucking pills that, you know, I paid the shipping and handling on the free trial run, and I paid $200 or almost $200 for three bottles of pills. That's fucking ridiculous. That's fucking irate. I just do not charge. Put me down as a heavy fucking negative. Do not charge my account. I don't want to end up being cranky and being mean and saying stuff to somebody that doesn't have nothing to do with anything. Because I know you don't really have anything to do with any of this stuff there, but make sure you put notes by this thing. Do not send this guy nothing. Do not attempt to send this guy nothing. Don't have contact him for nothing. Do not withdraw money from his account. Because I have a really bad control of being not nice if I get aggravated. And I don't want to get aggravated. And I don't want to say and do things to somebody that doesn't have nothing really to do with it, okay? So to keep me in a good mood, I would just appreciate putting me on the do not call this. Do not fucking send me shit. Do not fucking email me. Do not fucking take any money out of my account. With strong prejudice, please do not take any money from my account, please, okay? Is there anything else I need to say or do to have that taken care of for me? Ma'am? Ma'am?
Was there anything else that I could... I'm sorry. Was there anything else that I could assist you with?
Oh, no. I was ranting and raving, but apparently you put me on hold or something. And I didn't know about it, so okay. Is there anything else I need? I'm not going to get charged for anything, though?
Correct.
No more charges?
Correct.
Okay. Can you put me on a do not call, do not fucking order and list? I appreciate that very much, please.
All right. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Thank you very much. You have a good day. I apologize for my inconvenience or my rudeness, okay?
All right. Thank you for contacting customer support.
Bye.
Excuse me.